One father, two sons, three microphones, and 64 great 90s movies. Welcome to Elimination Season 2.
To a brand new episode of Elimination. This is a very special episode as well, because not only is it an epic battle, and if you listen to the previous episode,
and
you know what
it is.
It is
an epic battle.
All right, I ain't done the intros yet.
I was just backing you up, mate.
Well, I don't want... Oh, I just ruined it now. Not only is it an epic battle, but it's also the final one of round one, Elimination. And I am your host, Bob, for this episode, special episode. I'm here with my older brother, Mike.
Hello there.
Sir interrupts a lot.
Howdy.
And that man himself, the creator of Mike and Bob, Dave. How are
and
you, Dave?
Mike versus Bob.
And Mike versus Bob, yeah, which I don't want to talk about at the moment.
Why does Michael keep yawning? What's
that? Oh, God, it's really annoying, isn't it?
It's really annoying.
It's like when you break the seal when you have a beer. It's the same with me. If I yawn once, that's it.
I don't yawn when I have a beer.
When you break the seal.
Go for a wee.
Indeed.
Okay, so I've got a sponsor for this episode. We've got a sponsor. Whoop, whoop. This is RuCaf. RU CAF. RuCaf. And they're based over at Dockside Shopping Centre.
Chatham Dockside.
Yeah, that's it. And Dave, I didn't know this, but before I had spoke to them and ordered all my stuff from them, you'd already been there for like coffees and stuff.
Flat white. I'm flat white, one latte.
Didn't ask you for what you had, but okay.
What did you call me?
It's when I used to go on my walks with your mum. We used to walk the long way around, not take the car, and...
Take a coffee.
Yeah, you know, you recommended that place to go for the walk, didn't you? Park the car up, St Mary's Island,
yes, good walk.
Yeah, and then we walk all the way to the shops, look around the shop, and then get a flat white and a latte.
Well, when I went there with my missus...
They remembered me.
No. They had a banner saying, "Welcome back, Dave."
Well, is that that geezer that's tried to barter us down?
So RuCaf, they've got a brand new thing where they've got homemade cupcakes there. Obviously, everything else, sandwiches and that, but their cupcakes, I'm telling you, they blew my socks off.
Are they out of this world?
They were really out of this world. And that's that. You know, when I get sponsors for the show, I always make sure that I've you know, tried the product, or they send us something, or, and this one I couldn't wait to try.
Have they run cups for their cakes?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. Well, it's early doors because they've only just started doing them, but they're all homemade.
Yeah, there's a thing on cupcakes.
Oh, a cupcake.
Yeah.
A cake cup.
Yeah.
It's right. The cupcake cup.
Yeah. But I spoke to...
And it's live!
Greatest year of his life! I spoke to Matthew down there, and he's offered, if you go down there, you can get 10% off any order for if you mention Elimination Podcast. So 10% off of any order if you mention us to him. And we had the cupcakes, Dave. You had an apple crumble one.
It was very nice. I'm not really a cupcake person.
No, I'm not.
I don't like it when it's too sweet, but the apple crumble one.
Yeah. I had a banoffee one.
Ooh.
Yeah, there was a Victoria Sponge one. I mean...
Fish and chips one.
Yeah. And...
Was
it? Sorry, I weren't listening.
He never listens to me.
No, I wasn't.
No, because for a second I was like, I need that in my life.
I tested him there and he failed, didn't
he? Yeah, I did.
He's just got the one chip in the top.
But yeah, RuCaf, speak to, well, you don't have to speak to Matthew, but thank you very much for Matthew for getting in touch. We went to town. Oh, he did want to say that I've mentioned a few that they do, but they've got a summer menu coming out as well, which are a whole new array of flavours and all that kind of stuff.
Maybe we can look forward to the fish and chip cupcake.
Yeah, hey, it's just an idea. Maybe the greatest idea that's ever happened.
It could be world changing.
It could be palate changing.
Have you ever had a battered Mars bar?
I have.
Oh,
actually,
man,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's a Scottish thing, isn't it?
It is so good.
I felt my heartbeat slow down.
I had one in Broadstairs, and me and Amy just, like, you know, we bought some chips anyway, and I saw it on the menu, and I was like, oh, God.
She was like,
I think it was about £1.50.
What?
And, but it was amazing. Like,
it shouldn't work, but it does.
No, my heart hates me for it, but it was, it was great.
You've got a heart.
Not anymore, no.
Else you work, rest and die.
That's the tagline. So Rucaf, check them out. 10% off if you mention Elimination
Podcast. Rucaf, Matthew.
Yeah, and at Dockside Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll mention...
And then go for a walk around St Mary's Island. That's my suggestion.
Yeah. Sip of tea.
Down by the riverside.
Down by the riverside.
I said... Down by the riverside. I said, down by the riverside.
Anyway, yeah, so, 4 hours later.
We've got The Matrix. This
is, well, that's not, you know, if you've listened to the last episode, you'll know what the draw is.
Well, they know, but it's The Matrix
this,
anyway.
But this is, they do now. This is
the biggest heavyweight clash of the first round.
Yeah, and it's come up the last draw. I mean, this is...
I'm a little bit upset that these two...
This is incredible. It is The Matrix... which was groundbreaking, versus Terminator 2 Judgment Day, which is, in my opinion, the best Terminator film.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I reckon the first one's equal to it.
The first one's excellent, but I think the liquid dude does really add things to it.
Oh, no, here comes the liquid dude.
You're a liquid dude.
Friday, Saturday. Sunday.
I mean, this is brilliant.
Monday.
This is brilliant. I love that these two. This should be a semi-final, shouldn't it? Really, yeah. These two are brilliant.
Well, it could have been the final, really.
And if telling you, let's. But one, do you want to talk about first?
Matrix.
So
Neo. I am your father.
Not that real.
I'm looking for my son.
The Matrix, it was groundbreaking, and I bought it on... The funny thing is, when it came out, I didn't watch it, didn't go to cinema, didn't know anything about it, and I was around my mate's house, and he had it on VHS, and it was just playing in the background, and we was around there drinking beers, whatever.
Yeah, right.
drinking lemonade. Yeah. And playing FIFA and that, and it was just on. And I always remember the first bit I saw was when the helicopter hits the building.
Yeah.
The building sort of goes, whoa, yeah.
See, that's CGI at its best.
And I was like...
Love CGI, but this is the... I haven't got a problem with it in this film.
Because it's not... It's CGI, but it's not... the second one...
I just didn't want to be a hypocrite.
No, but although I am. What I'm saying is... When you in the first one, they did all
I've now realised
the bullet time that they called it. You know where the camera goes round them when they're floating about.
That was the first time they'd used that.
Yeah, yeah. And then in the second one, the Neo was CGI'd. The whole body was CGI'd, and it shows. And it shows because it was groundbreaking. It blew my socks off when I watched it for the first time. And I bought it on VHS, and I watched.
I've got a question.
Shit out of it. I watched. I know.
Watch the shit out of it.
I'm telling you, I know it word for word. There's not a bit I don't know about this. I love it.
I have a question. How many times did you have to watch it before you fully got what was going on?
In the early days, it didn't matter.
No. I'm not saying. But
No. But when I first watched it, I didn't care what it was about because it was so. It just blew my mind.
So visually pleasing.
Yeah. But then when I kind of, you watch it and watch it and watch it, and you notice things that you didn't notice before, and you think, well, you know, I don't like it when they're not in the Matrix.
Right, I was just about to say that was going to be my point. Yeah?
Oh, I've got something to say.
Hold on.
Hang on. The Matrix is a 1999 science fiction action film written and directed by the Wachowskis and produced by Joel Silver.
Mike Wachowski!
Starring Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne. Hugo Weaving and Joe Pantoliano, great name, and it's the first installment in the Matrix franchise. It depicts a dystopian future in which humanity is unknowingly trapped inside a simulated reality. And that is up against...
Have you seen this, boy? He hasn't really got a deep voice.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Also
have you seen this, boy?
Also promoted as T2, is a 1991 American science fiction action film produced and directed by James Cameron, who co-wrote the script with William Wisher. The film stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, Robert Patrick and Edward Furlong as its principal cast. It is a sequel to the 1984 film The Terminator, as well as the second installment in the Terminator franchise.
Have you seen this, Michael?
Well, before we do get in, like, now the gump's done, we need to just just state something right now. We are talking about the Matrix, the original Matrix. I'm not judging it on the second and third one. Terminator 2, again, we're not judging it on the third.
No,
fourth,
just comparing.
These are two films
individually.
And, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Matrix, it was one of them films, and I think I was at the right age because I was about 18, 19, whatever. And it was just.
Did you play the video game?
I did, but it was well confused.
I loved it, man.
It was so
hard. Used to run up walls and shoot. Yeah. It was wicked on the PlayStation.
But I think the Matrix scene with the lobby where they go back and go.
Oh, man.
That.
They lost a lot of foam that day.
That was just.
Where he's got all them guns. He puts the bags down.
He just goes, it starts, doesn't he? It starts with when he said. When he says, nobody's ever. Trinity says, "This nobody's ever tried this before." And he said, that's why it's going to work.
Mm.
And then it goes, doom, doom. And his feet are going to that tune. And he goes, boom, the metal detector. I'm going to need you to remove all your keys, any metallic. And he just opens his coat.
He's got loads of guns.
The next, 5 minutes, and it ends with that kick. He runs up the bloke and kicks him in the head.
Yeah.
And the way he lands.
Oh, man, it's just. Yeah. It's almost sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's very confusing for a teenage boy. But and then Trinity walks along in them trousers. You're like, I know which side I'm betting for.
Yeah. It's amazing the way they did it, the way it was done. It's so quotable as well. Like there is no spoon. And
I mean, you are right though. If there is a negative, it is when he's because you whenever he's not in the Matrix, you just want him to be back in the Matrix doing all that crazy stuff.
But you can't have the Matrix without that. Do you know what I mean? You have to have an escape. You have to have the real world. You know, as they call it.
Yeah, I just found it really drab. And I mean, but like, I just think. Look at what they was eating. I mean, it was like gruel or whatever. You'd never come out. You'd be better off living in a little bowl with pink washing up liquid and living in the Matrix, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but that's the point, isn't it? That's where Cypher wants to go back.
Yeah.
If Morpheus had told us the truth, I'd have told him to shove that red pill up his arm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he's sitting there eating this with the agent. He's eating the... The steak, and he goes, I know this isn't real. And it's just...
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
What good is a phone call if you're unable to speak?
It's just...
Oh,
it's great.
Wicked, yeah.
Do you know all the characters? The team?
You got Neo, Cypher, the blonde bird.
Switch.
You got the two people who... haven't got any plugs.
Born right here.
In the real world.
Oh, yeah.
The real
world. No.
Tank and Dozer.
That's it. Tank and Dozer.
APOC is the other guy.
APAC. Yeah. APOC, yeah.
And even like the...
When he switches them off.
Yeah.
Not like this.
He's on the phone.
Like this. It's wicked, man. I love it.
And even the follow the white rabbit.
When he runs into the... Well, she does. It's right when she gets chased. And she gets in the phone box on the lorry.
Yeah.
She just picks it up.
She got out.
Oh, it's awesome. I've never seen anybody move like that.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen anyone move that fast.
Yeah, and he got his leg, and he's like, not fast enough. Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. Bullet time.
It is.
It's been spoofed to death. It really has.
All the scary movies. That doesn't matter at all.
No, I know, but it's just that where he stands for the first time at the end. Where the Oracle's already told him that
he's not the one.
You're not the one. You're. I don't know. You're waiting for another life or something. I don't know. And then he leaves and he gets spoiler alert. He gets shot and you think what? He can't get shot.
He gets boom, bam, 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 and he unloads on him, doesn't he?
And then he does that kick.
When he tenses and the whole thing goes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. It's truly awesome.
How many people had the code as their screensaver?
Yeah. I had that as my screensaver last year.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, whenever I'm just flicking through the themes, if that's there, I do use it for a little while. Yeah, and everybody that sees it comments on it, says, oh, the Matrix, that's wicked.
What do you think, Dave?
I think it's a very original film. Well done.
I'd love to know how they sort of put it across, you know, like you go to a movie company.
Well, famously, guess who turned it down?
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Wild West instead.
Wicked Wild.
Idiot.
Because he just, it was explained to him and he didn't get it. He just didn't get it. I don't
know. I love Keanu Reeves. Sorry, Dad, you were saying.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's it's very original and I do like that sort of film. I mean, I watched it and I enjoyed it, but I didn't watch the second two, the two and three.
I did because I was a fan of it and I couldn't wait to see it.
Two was right.
And at the time I watched him and I didn't really care what was going on.
I just want to see him do that stuff.
I want to see where he went next and all that kind of stuff. But now as a adult and I've watched him numerous times, I'm always kind of disappointed with it. I mean, he did well, didn't he? The bloke who plays Agent Smith.
Yeah.
Because he was in Lord of the Rings as well, wasn't he?
That's right, he was an elf, wasn't he? Yeah. He looked silly as an elf, didn't he? Don't you think?
Yeah, stupid he is.
Yeah.
This
has got to be his best film, hasn't it?
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan. I find him a bit hammy.
I like him.
Not as hammy as some, Nicolas Cage, for instance, but he's a bit hammy.
I like him. I'm just...
Because he's done that Johnny Mnemonic.
Sorry, what?
Johnny Mnemonic, is it?
Do it again.
Johnny Mnemonic,
which is a similar sort of film. That was getting in people's heads and that.
Johnny Mnemonic.
And it bombed, didn't it?
It's probably called Stephen something.
Oh, it's called Johnny.
John Wick.
No. John Wick is made about the last 5 years.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is in the 90s. No, 90s.
I'm obviously got more knowledge than you about films.
Are you on about the...
Johnny Mnemonic.
Hold on a sec, right?
look it up.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, right? Hold on. Say it.
Johnny Mnemonic.
We're doing a Google search.
Johnny Mnemonic is a 1996 film directed by...
Hey, Lego.
...starring Keanu Reeves, Dina Meyer, and Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, you know he's in it.
It's a similar sort of film. It's getting into the wear, like, the helmets, the virtual reality and all that.
It's a similar sort of film.
Because that one bombed...
Well played, Dave.
Yeah.
Well played. I mean, that's...
You mocked me, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I thought you were saying it wrong.
He got it spot on. Yeah.
I really thought you were saying it. I've never doubted him again
until the next time.
well played, Dave. I mean, you've outdone yourself there. Yeah. I feel like a bit of a schmuck.
I didn't think it was as good
you
as...
You look like one as well, mate.
I didn't think it was as good as Glimba Jabinga.
You say that into Google, see what comes out there. Yeah. To me, The Matrix, it covered everything. It just absolutely... I bought the soundtrack as well.
I think for us, me and you, Bob, it did come at a pretty perfect time generation-wise as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you showed, say, your stepkids or whatever...
No. I just think as an early teenager, or a teenager, it's... I don't know, you're more open. The action is more... You know.
And it's the first time. I mean, kids now would watch it and think, yeah, okay, it's not something I haven't seen before. We'd never seen that rotating.
The bit where he's sort of in the air and the bullets are going around him and all that. Did they do that in the second three but go too far? The second and third one?
No.
Did they go too far with it?
Well, the
with
second all the Smiths and all that when he's fighting all this.
CGI. You can tell they didn't do it. Because there's a bit where Neo is fighting like thousands and thousands of Agent Smiths. They come out in a park.
It's too much. They should have just done it.
I've seen two.
Yeah, and they say, oh, where's Neo? He's doing his Superman thing, and he's in the Matrix flying.
I don't mind that he can fly about. I mean, it makes sense. But
The first one ends, doesn't it? They're not ready to see. It ends with him flying up in the air.
I bet it was good for sales of the banana phone.
Yeah, but that's what I liked about it. The best part of any film like this, Spider-Man, Superman, The Matrix, anything where people have got powers, the greatest bit is when they don't know how to use their powers and they're learning how to do it.
Yeah, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man where he come down and hit the wall.
Those are the best bits.
Agreed.
And when he's established, you kind of think, well, he knows how to do it now. He knows how to kind of be that guy.
Yeah, the transition from normal everyday bloke to super.
I mean, he's in the office, isn't he, with his boss, and he's saying, "Oh, you don't respect this place," and you've got the guy cleaning the windows. And then the phone rings, and he picks it up, and goes, and it's Morpheus telling him where to go and that.
Well, he gets a package, doesn't he, with a phone in it.
And it literally just falls out and it rings, yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. It's brilliant.
I think this is one of my favourite films of all time.
And then you've got the woman in the red dress.
Mm.
Yeah, with Mouse, the little guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What did you think of the woman in the red dress? Yeah, I made her.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And obviously Morpheus thinks that he is the one. So he sacrifices himself, but he's just been told he's not the one. So he's like...
But even when he's training him to fight and that, it's great.
Yeah, it is.
Like, come on, hit me!
Yeah.
It's wicked.
Yeah, you think that's air you're breathing now?
Yeah.
He does that face.
Yeah, he's like, do you think that's my fart you're smelling now? Oh, no, it actually is.
And the jump, nobody ever makes their first jump.
Yeah. No, that's all right, nobody ever makes the first jump. Do you think he's going to make it? It's wicked. Yeah, and he's got his jumps. And you go,
that's great. It's great. It really is.
I don't think plot wise or anything like that that there's a negative.
I mean, I don't like the whole computer. You know, the creatures in the real world.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it has to be.
There has to be something. Yeah, there has to be something.
Because that's the thing. It can't be. Like managed by a man, it can't be another. It needs to be its own
entity,
thing. Yeah. So I mean, you know, obviously it looks like a sea creature, but that's the, you know, point.
Yeah, I love it.
It's really clever.
It's definitely up there in my top. I'd say five films I've seen the most, and I could watch it tonight.
Yeah, I could watch it right now.
Yeah. Well,
go on. Let's finish this.
We're podcasting.
No, I genuinely could.
What is it?
Don't know. We should probably think before we start talking.
We sent two units. They're bringing her down now.
No, Lieutenant, your men are already dead.
It's so great. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And obviously, machines are in control of the real world in the Matrix, which brings us on to
Terminator machines. 2, which is exactly the same crack.
Yeah. Terminator 2's got one of the best death scenes of anybody in any film. And I'll argue this.
Milk carton?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that's good. That is good. No, the bloke...
Hey, honey.
That's good. The bloke at the end, where not at the end, but like the bloke in the big building where he goes, he's got the bomb in his hand. And the bloke's coming. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The black guy with who invents them, and he's going to kill him.
Yeah, yeah,
he's got the bomb, they come in, and he's got the bomb, and he's just looking at him, and he goes... Yeah. Get out!
Good actor.
It's just brilliant. That's the best death scene of any.
It's like little bits, like I like, because obviously you got the liquid dude, and he's or Mercury Man or whatever,
Silver Surfer.
But like, it's the way that they quite cleverly he used what he can do in the surroundings. Like for instance. You know, with the milk carton, when he's talking with her voice, and
what's the dog's name? What's the dog's name, doesn't he? He says,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, how's Rowdy?
Yeah.
He hangs up, then he goes, your step-parents are dead.
Yeah, but and when they're running out of the hospital, and he goes through the bars, and his gun gets caught.
Yeah, yeah. Just little tiny things.
Because it's all like running, ding, and it just sort of... I know, it gives it a realism.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so adventure films go, it just takes some stopping.
Oh, man.
It don't sort of ease up, does it?
No.
It's top draw.
I do find the woman annoying.
Linda Hamilton.
Sarah Connor.
Mm.
Not so much in the first two. It's after that she gets very annoying, but...
I mean...
Actually, she...
The most recent one was terrible.
Yeah, but that's not going to go.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it, and I won't watch it.
I watched the most recent one. I did want to just say this.
That's where Terminator had a family, didn't he?
With Senator Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and he'd aged. And but it started, when you first see Sarah Connor, she turns up and she sort of shoots the thing that's chasing them. And then her opening line is... I'll be back.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow.
Cringe.
Yeah. But this is brilliant. I mean, the way the first one was good. Don't get me wrong. I could watch that now. But the second one, because you've got the Silver Surfer, whatever you want to call him, Robert Patrick, he's so...
focused.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah, he's relentless. It is.
You've got the iconic bits where you know, he turns up in his bubble... And then he goes into the bike place give me your clothes, your mother say. Yeah, and he puts out his cigar on his chest and that, and it's just...
No, that's the first one, isn't it?
No, he does it in the second one. Where he gets on the bloke's bike, doesn't he?
Oh, right.
He has...
He'll come back again, didn't he?
The bloke says, the guy who owns the bar comes out and does his shotgun. He goes, can't let you take the man's wheels. And he just turns around, he walks up to him, and he takes the sunglasses out of his pocket. Just brilliant.
Yeah. Nominated for 6 Academy Awards, 1-4, but it was no acting, it was all sound effects, best sound, which is funny, now Matrix 1-4, the same 4. Sound effects.
Yeah, I can see that.
Visuals.
These are both iconic. These are both films that if somebody said to me, what...
You say 90s films to people, I think pretty much everyone's going to mention these two.
Yeah. Can you do an Arnie impression, Mike?
Get to the chopper!
Who was that?
I think everyone can do it.
I can. Ready? Put another shrimp on the barbie. Oh no, he's Austrian, isn't he? G'day, mate.
I see what he did there.
Austrian. Dave, can you do one?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to ask you to do one. Given Arnie's US salary and his total of only 700 words of dialogue, Hasta la Vista Baby cost £85,716.
And worth every penny.
Yeah.
I like it
when... Hasta la vista, baby.
When he's first got John Connor on his bike, and then they sort of stop somewhere, didn't they, in a little car park. And he's sort of talking him through what he has to do. I've got to save you and all this kind of stuff. And he's like...
She has to do whatever I say.
Yeah. He's just standing on one leg. And then the two guys come out. Hey, is this man bothering you? And he's just there with his one leg up. Put your leg down.
Given
No killing.
I think the kid's quite good in this film.
Yeah.
So why is he so annoying in the American X3X?
I don't find him annoying.
His voice is a bit grating.
Mom!
Yeah, his voice is a bit grating. And his balls never seem to drop, because in American History X, he's got the same tone to his voice.
Yeah. I like him. He's also in a comedy film called Detroit Rock City, which is 90s as
he's
well.
He's an animal something or other as well.
I like him. I think he's...
Do you know James Cameron's first choice for the T-1000 was?
What, Robert Patrick's mom? No.
Would have been a totally different film.
Robert Walken.
Billy Idol.
What?
What a day for a white wedding.
Have you seen this boy?
Hot in the city tonight.
You can't have somebody recognisable as...
Well, that's what he wanted. But then I think he had...
Oh my God, he's here! Billy Idol?
That's
no.
Billy Idol. Can I get your autograph,
right,
please?
About that time, he did have a really bad motorbike accident, didn't he? So whether that stopped him doing it or not, I don't know. That would have been
very different.
Yeah. But then you just would have accepted it. He would have been the film and that was it.
Yeah. But you felt like... Because Arnie is Arnie and he's all muscular, he's the hero, whatever. He's Arnie, he's the star of the film. You still feel like he's weak against Robert Patrick's... when they're in the lift and they're running away and he gets his... And all the silver things coming down. You just feel like, get him out there, Arnie.
I saw a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger the other day during the filming of Conan the Barbarian. And he was with Andre the Giant and another geezer. And he looked...
The original... Yeah, the other geezer actually played Predator.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he looks like a midget.
Yeah, he does.
He wasn't tall, was he? He was less than 6 foot.
No. Yeah. But in my mind,
it's like if I met Hulk Hogan today.
It gives you context about how big those men are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like if I was stood next to Arnold Schwarzenegger, he'd be the same.
Yeah.
Well, Stallone's even shorter. He's only about 5'9", isn't he?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? You just, in my mind, these sort of heroes are 7 foot, you know.
Mm.
And then you put him next to Andre the Giant, who's 8 foot plus, and he was massive, strange
with it as well. Like, yeah, it's really odd.
Yeah, he wasn't muscular though, was he, Andre?
No, he was awkward.
Just a big blob, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he's all right. Calm down.
He was a good looking man, though.
He was the eighth wonder of the world.
He was a handsome fellow.
Yeah. Right, it's time for...
Oh Jesus, that was annoying. Right in my ear, Jesus. What is it time for?
Bob versus Mike.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry,
Bob. Versus Mike.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard Dave so high pitched.
Right, now, you both need pen and paper for this one.
Oh, God. I'm dreading this.
Pen and paper at the ready.
We are not prepared.
Well, I'm going to give you some famous people, and all you got to do is write down how old they are. And whoever's closest wins.
Easy peasy.
Well, how old they are now?
Yeah. No, how old they are 10 years ago.
Well, some people might be listening to this in 2000.
What? That doesn't make any sense, Bob.
It does. Because
it does. He's not showing you a picture of them.
No, because some people might be listening to the podcast in 10 years' time. And that person,
they'll know that this podcast is 10 years old.
Yes, right.
Your first one.
Stop shouting in my ear.
Well, I think attention.
Ring your bell, then.
Ring my bell.
Anita Ward.
Ring my bell. My bell. Ring my bell.
God, this is painful.
Right, Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey.
English or British? I don't know if he's English. British comedian, stroke musician.
Okay.
You right there, Mike?
Hang on.
You're not a fan of his, are you, Dave?
I've been in his house.
He's a clever bloke.
Was that house?
Not the
or
biggest ass? Fan.
House.
No.
Both.
Mike, what do you put?
61.
Robert?
53.
Robert, 1-0. 56.
Oh. Well, can I get the bell?
No, because it's not. You're not right. Oh. He's wrong. You're right. I'll be doing both every time, wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah.
There'll be an old bell at the White House.
Bing. That was close.
How old was he?
58.
Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, God. This is as of, what is it? April 2000.
This is 2021.
30th
of April.
I've got
88.
What have you
got? 91. 2-0.
Oh, how old is she?
95. She was 95 on the 21st of April.
Wow. Oh, this might be this is never peak too early is my
this is someone you choked a few times, didn't you?
Yeah.
Chevy Chase.
Oh.
Oh, he's watched it. He's
I've already done mine. I've already done mine.
64.
67. 3-0. He's 77.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow. If you're listening, Chevy, big fan.
It's not Chase anymore, though.
We were Chevy slowly. In the chair. Yeah, we watched Three Amigos the other day, didn't we?
We're very funny.
Yeah.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile. Smile.
June Brown, UK actress, Dot Cotton in EastEnders.
Oh. Isn't she? Didn't she peg it?
Well, no one told her.
79.
That's what I'll put. Is it? Well,
I'll put it down first. So.
She's 94.
That's, no.
She is. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
Brother to Lionel Blair.
No. And the Blair Witch.
They were the two parts of a tumour that was growing inside his. Okay.
60. Oh.
he hasn't written anything down yet.
58. 69.
4-0. Destroyed.
It's a whitewash.
It's a whitewash. Former England international footballer Alan Shearer.
Shearer. For our overseas, he's got the record of scoring the most goals, hasn't he?
Most though? Premiership goals, 260, yeah. I believe.
How old is he then? He can't be that old. Surely.
Don't call me Shirley.
51.
62.
He's the comeback's on. He's 50.
Oh.
Rock frontman Jarvis Cocker, lead singer with Pulp. Famous for his Michael Jackson impersonation.
I really don't know. That's a guess.
55.
61.
4-2. He's
57. Oh, God. Peak too early again.
UK TV personality, Carol Vorderman.
Carol Vorderman. She's a lot older than she looks, isn't she?
So you got...
No, I haven't written down yet. I'll go... 68.
61.
4-3.
Oh, God.
She's 60.
She looks great. What are you talking about?
Rock legend Justin Bieber.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said, Dave. I mean, you can't, yeah.
32.
24.
Oh, it's 5-3.
Yes.
You only won out, Mike. It was actually 27.
Oh, that's all right.
Acting legend, we'd all agree, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I would agree. God, he's old, isn't he? He is old. You got one?
79.
71.
He's 84.
No, why?
And it's 5-4 with one to go, Mike.
Oh, God.
You need this bad.
Okay, okay.
I'm in the zone, come on.
Queen guitarist Brian May.
Oh, God.
He's not the guitarist to Her Majesty the Queen. This is the Queen.
Oh, the band. Oh, yeah, oh yeah. The band. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry, yeah. Many times I've seen him on the balcony at weddings and stuff.
You need it, Mike. You need it bad. Come on.
Oh, he's actually thinking about it. It's Michael's just not just written something down.
Have you written yours?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, don't let him copy it, but yeah, you know he's like.
I haven't done it yet.
I'm going to have to... it's a guess, but I'll show you, Dave.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, they're all guesses. I don't know any of them, so...
70.
Right, Bob, you were 4-0 up.
Oh, God!
5-5.
Oh, no.
Back from the brink. You
choked again. How old is he?
73. Hold on, lads. Can I get a hell yeah?
78, I said. Michael said 70, and he was...
73.
Oh.
So 4-0 up, you couldn't even win. You were 4-0 up. Every time we've seen this.
I know, I peaked too early. Peaked too early.
I'm great from the behind.
That was...
Bob versus Mike. I'm happy with the result.
That's me choking.
God, dear old Lord.
4-0 up.
4-0 up.
I mean, I can't say I'm surprised. It's happened so many times. I'm almost more confident when I'm 4-0 down.
Can't handle this brain.
Yeah. I can't. I get
pressure.
It's one of them ones.
Under
isn't it?
Pressure. Queen again.
Yeah. Never celebrate too early. You know.
Actually, it's Freddie Mercury and Bowie, isn't it?
No, it's Queen and Bowie.
Oh, is it? Okay, fair enough. Sorry.
Staying corrected.
Retracted.
Well. Any facts or anything about these films?
They're both bloody brilliant.
The Matrix is very green with a code in
and
that.
Black.
T2 is very blue, I find.
I want it blue.
It is, isn't it? It's got like a blue shade to it.
I don't know what he's on about.
Yeah, when they're in the hospital and that, it just feels blue to me.
The walls are green.
What are we talking about now?
T2.
The walls are green in the hospital.
No.
Green and beige.
No, but the...
Didn't they take green and beige. When they filmed The Matrix, didn't they take all the blue out to make it look...
less blue.
Yeah. No, to make it look...
What, you mean the porn scenes?
That's more of a red light thing.
I
hear.
I love both of these films.
Yeah, I do as well. I do know where I'm going.
Yeah, well, it's way too early for
no,
that.
No, I know. But I'm just saying...
I don't.
Before, I didn't. But having... Now we've spoken about them both, it's kind of helped... You know.
Well, that's the idea. That's why we do it.
Yeah, of course. But when the Matrix kind of...
The Matrix.
I was amazed when I watched it that I hadn't sort of hit the ground running with it. Like I would have loved to have seen it in the cinema.
Oh, I've got a story to tell.
Oh, that scene with on the bike.
On the bike?
Yeah, on the bike in the old drain thing of the lorry.
Oh, blimey, you went over to...
I know, but...
What, chasing Neo? What, when Agent Smith's on the white bike?
I mean, that was a fantastic scene.
Yeah, with the truck coming off the bridge.
Yeah, just switching the old shotgun.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's iconic, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, yeah. I've got a little story to tell you about The Matrix.
Once upon a time.
Don't
be shy, lad.
It's so ridiculous, right? So I used to have this mate. I used to play snooker with Ross. Right, and
Paul, you played snooker as well, I suppose.
What?
I played a lot of Paul with him more.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but anyway, he, let me try and get this correct in my mind. He, you could argue.
You look pained telling the story.
It's just so pathetically ridiculous, right? So he was such a stubborn person.
Was he stubborn as a doggone mule?
Yes. Doggone mule. He
try and tell the story about
he
swearing.
Said you speak to the mate, speak about the Matrix with him, and he won't have it that you don't believe that could be reality. So he genuinely believes that that's what's happening. And I'm like, it's a movie. He's like, yeah, but you know, like, it's so bloody annoying when someone with no factual facts or or anything.
Yeah, but
I mean, hypothetically, yeah, but like, no, but he would swear that it is.
Yeah, but
not that it could be.
Yeah, but that's you could quite easily say anybody who's ever been in any kind of cult is the same. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose.
If he started to say that's real when other people were like, yeah, it is real, and they create a club.
No, I mean, I get that. But like, you know, it just really irritates me.
But it's like talking to somebody who's religious and him saying, oh, the Lord moves in mysterious ways.
No, he doesn't, because he don't exist.
So that's like saying, it's the equivalent of saying, well, look over there, and running away. You know,
it's ridiculous.
You can believe whatever you want.
I would never say, you know, what definitely isn't, because really we don't know. But what I'm saying is he was adamant that that is how reality is. And I was like trying to say to him, well, there's no way you're knowing that. Yeah, it's like people that just blindly believe in anything. It's kind of, I don't know, sad.
I can imagine you getting really frustrated.
I got really annoyed. Yeah.
I noticed at the beginning of this story, you said, I used to have a friend.
Yeah.
Is this the reason you're not friends anymore?
It's one of them.
I don't know what annoys you so much. Just say, what are you talking about, you knobhead? I mean,
yeah, no, I tried that tact, but he's just like, no. And then he'd get the ump that I didn't agree with him. It nearly came to blows. Like it was. I was like, fuck off.
And when he was, you know, bleeding from the nose in my boot of my cars, he was still adamant.
Yeah, that's why you always carry duct tape.
I'll tell you what I'd like to have done is to mix a few films up. I mean, imagine the old Blair Witch Project, right? You've got these three students going into these woods where these spooky witches are.
One of them
was
called Josh.
Why didn't it be good if they could take Arnie to protect them?
Yeah.
Now, what would the Blair Witch do with Arnie?
Because you said this before.
He ain't got no fear, is he?
Well, so he was scared of T2. Like,
he ain't got, no, he's only fear because he could destroy him.
He was wary.
He ain't going to be scared of something. He wouldn't sit in the tent like she would go.
Yeah, with his red eye and a little dewdrop coming out of his nose. Yeah.
He's just going, yeah. I'm scared to open my eyes. I'm scared to close them.
Josh, where are you?
Get to the tent. I mean, walking up those stairs in that house. Yeah. I mean, the kid in the corner.
Josh!
He ain't going to be scared of a kid in the corner, is he?
That's just made me think. Imagine a Terminator walking up. Looking down at a drain. Do you want a balloon, Arnie?
I'm your floater. Yeah.
I just want my boat. Do you want a balloon, Georgie?
I mean,
does it float? We all float.
Oh, good times,
funny.
I'd like to see him in a romantic setting as well.
Yeah.
Has he ever done anything remotely like, what would be the closest?
True Lies. Yeah, he was the husband, wasn't he? But then he did
Jamie Lee Curtis
Jr. as well.
I've never seen that. I've never fancied.
It's worth a watch. Just
it's
all right. It's him and Danny DeVito. Yeah. You know,
it's all right. It's just like, twins. It's just bubblegum.
I enjoy twins.
Yeah, I would put it. It's not as good as twins, obviously.
No, but if you,
the same sort of bubblegum.
If you don't want to watch twins again, just go and watch that. It just gives you another vibe.
Is that the sequel?
Twins 2.
Twins again.
Gives you another vibe. You know, flipping it, B.
What's the vibe?
Why are we watching this? Oh, it gives us another vibe.
Yeah, I like the vibe.
We're vibing.
I like the vibe a bit. Nothing wrong with that. It's vibing all day long. So, going from two legendary stories.
Oh, man.
To the most legendary story
at the top
ever
of the pyramid.
3, 2, 1.
Diary.
What's the date? It's April the 30th, 1971. Work. At night, stay and watch TV. Doris and Alf come down. Watch late night film.
Diary.
I haven't put what the film was.
Yeah, it's annoyed me, Dave.
But Doris and Alf came down.
It definitely wasn't Matrix or Judge
or T2, yeah.
Now, you've met Doris and Alf, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Sadly, both passed on now.
He's a legend, Alf was.
But yeah. Alf, we went to his about 8 years ago? Yeah. 6 years ago, we went to his 90th birthday party, didn't we?
Yeah.
Eve. It was a good...
It was a really good do, yeah. It was in, opposite Asda, yeah.
Nothing
about
Alf, he slowed down a bit, but he still had his booming voice. He always had a real...
He was a great character.
Yeah.
He was.
It's funny because I lived in Bexley for
he
that
time. He smiled a lot, didn't he? Well? Yeah.
Like a week after that party, I was walking to the station going to work, and he was walking towards me with his newspaper. And I went, hello, how are you, all right? And shook his hand. He went, which one are you? I'm Dave's son. He's like, oh, right, okay. You off to work? Yeah, got to go. And he's just...
He's got the bookies, isn't he?
Walked away with his paper under his arm. Yeah, just a legend, yeah. I remember when he kissed your missus, didn't he? He kissed her on the cheek and he went, I'm going back for another one. Yeah, and he was up on the dance floor dancing and that. That was a great night, that was. Yeah,
they,
legend.
You know, He drank the old sparkling wine, but unknown to him, because they didn't want him to get sloshed, they gave him non-alcoholic sparkling wine all night, so he wouldn't make
him
get drunk.
Why didn't he woke up with an imaginary hangover?
That's the last time the whole family were together, wasn't it? It was just quite sad. Not just for our family, but a lot of families sort of drift away, don't they?
Yeah, it's a generation.
Until a funeral comes along, of course, and then you all get back together again.
Sadly, you get together for a funeral, yeah. Yeah, and obviously...
Well, not for dads, because we're just going to bury him in the back garden money, aren't we?
Put me out with the bins.
Okay.
propped up. Recycling.
Propped up against the wall.
Yeah, we would come out in the morning, kids would have put a cigarette in his mouth, threw some glasses on him.
I just want to see the two bin men trying to carry him and
just
put him in
the back. It's penny for the guy.
Yeah, just bring him out once. Yeah.
Might make a few, Bob.
So dark. Oh, brilliant. How great would it be if either one of these films or any of our 90s films, if you had a cameo, like if you just had a small part where you walked past him or you walked, you know, it's just...
So how many times would you have watched it?
Oh man,
I think it'd be better
every day.
Yeah,
I think it'd be better if you had a really big role in it.
Yeah, but I mean...
I'd rather be Neo than, you know, Neo's secretary or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I could have done Neo.
No, you'd never go on the ledge, would you?
No, well, he did, but he didn't. He got...
Yeah, I know, I was just saying.
I know.
Okay.
Cool. This is hard. This is hard for me.
Well, I can go first if you want.
No, I don't want you to go first. I don't want you to go first.
I'll go first.
Oh, Dave's going to go first.
What?
Just because I don't like you.
Do you want me to vote now then, Robert?
Yeah, go on.
I'm going T2. Pretty convincingly, actually. I'm going T2, 79-21.
That's quite a big thing.
I think T2 is a great film. T2 could win this whole contest, in my opinion.
It's a great... I think both are. I mean...
I'm going next.
Yeah.
I'm going to Matrix.
Oh, that's not...
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I...
I don't think T2's going to win this competition, after all.
I'm really quite devastated that either one of these would have to go out.
I'm still allowed to feel about it,
Dad, yeah? Let me feel my emotions. Fucking dinosaur.
You've only got one emotion, that's anger.
I don't know, I've been working on ambivalence.
Wow. <Yeah. laughs>
Anger and frustration at the same time.
I mean...
Do you know what ambivalence means?
Yeah, so it comes and gets you when you're ill, takes you to hospital.
Oh, that was good. Very good, Dad.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such a hard one, but talking about them both, yeah, The Matrix by 0.1%.
It's got to come down to, for me, they're brilliant and iconic and quotable and all the things I love about it.
Do you think they're both in the top 10 of the 64?
Yes.
I would say, yeah. I mean, if you was to rank them, yeah, Yeah, I would say so. And I could watch either one now. I could watch one back to back with the other one. I mean, but it comes down to, I still get it now. I get a tingle when that lobby scene happens in The Matrix. I just, that 4 minutes or whatever it is, it just blew my socks off then. It blows my socks off now. And it is the small things. I mean, it wins by a nose. And I vote for The Matrix 2-1. But I'm very gutted that only because I won't get to do my Arnie impression as much. But
get to the chopper.
You won't get to do it at all now, will you?
Well, I'll throw it in there now and again, randomly. Oh, okay, yeah. Everyone loves it.
You're talking about Titanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, flying. Jack.
So Terminator 2's out, first round.
Amazingly.
That's impossible.
Yeah, but you would say
this is it. That ain't even good enough to be the steam off of Judgment Day's piss have gone out.
Wow. I mean,
was that too much?
That was a little bit too much. You could have said we.
No, you know what I mean. There's films that have gone through that if they come up against.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
No, I know. And that's the way it was.
That's the way the ball bounces.
Any more?
No.
Royal, okay. That was brilliant. I really enjoyed that episode because they are two great films. It is a shame that one of them has to go out.
It is kind of devastating, isn't it? Like, it really is.
I think we should have a minute's silence.
Okay.
We should have a minute Arnie impression.
You can't. Michael can't do a minute's silence. It's impossible. I'll have to edit one in later. Well, shocking. The Matrix goes through Neo, Trinity, Switch, Apoc, Cypher, Tank, Dozer. Or with Agent Smith, Agent Brown.
Oh,
what's he? What are you doing, Dave?
That's what I think about.
Oh, you disagree. Do-do-do, and your thumb goes into the lava. It's hard times, but this is why we do this. We do it because we love it, and we love these films. So just a little shout-out again to RuCaf, Matthew at RuCaf.
Yeah, see you soon.
Lakeside, yeah, definitely. Lakeside Shopping Centre. 10% off, mention Elimination Podcast. Seriously, I'm not a big cupcake fan, but them cupcakes are amazing.
And Matthew, give us an update on the fish and chip cupcake as soon as possible.
Yeah, a little bit of vinegar on it, be lovely.
Oh, do you know, why does that sound delicious to me? I'm not even joking, it sounds amazing. Yeah. Just wrapped in paper, like, you know, little tiny
salt and vinegar.
Oh,
so yeah.
This has to become a reality.
I have mayo on chips.
It's very European.
I'm a brown sauce man myself.
I'm a ketchup man.
Ketchup for kids.
A cup full of salt and a little bit of vinegar.
A cup full
of salt. Loads of salt.
Drop of vinegar.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Try not to drop it. Okay, so we're going to end on a song, as we always do. This is an easy listening acoustic. Sit back.
It's very brave.
Yes. This is Brave. this is Brave by Stuart Herbertson,
isn't it?
Herbertson? Yeah. That's probably more like it, yeah. Herbertson.
Herbertson.
Stuart
Herbertson. That is a strange name. I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
it's like two names put together.
Yeah. I wonder if his dad's name's Herbert.
Herbert's son. That'd be great.
See what I did there? Does that.
Yeah, I didn't even. Do you know, I didn't even see it.
That's how their name started.
Well, enjoy. This is Brave by Stuart Herbertson. And 10% off RuCaf. We now know what our 32 is.
We do. And a strong 32. It would have been even stronger if we, you know.
If we
T2'd it.
Yeah, but we didn't plan it. We didn't, you know. The draw is the draw. Yeah. It's random. And
this proves it. Because none of us wanted one of them two to go out.
Well, look at him crossing his arms. He's all sort of sulky.
Yeah.
So sulk a lot. Right, this is it. This is Brave by Stuart Henderson. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
The darkness fills my mind with fright. imagination takes over me. Lying in darkness, clutching my pillow tight. Is that a shadow in the corner of a black demon I see? One day I'll be brave, I'll tell them to all go away. But these monsters in my room disappear at the break of day. I hear every noise, I can't get to sleep. I think they're living under my bed. I from under the blankets I peep. I see the sight that fills me with dread. One day I'll be brave, I'll tell them to all go away. But these monsters in my room disappear at the break of day. One night I'll turn into Superman and punch them all away. Till then I'll lie here motionless and pretend to be brave. Tell them to all go away. But these monsters in my room disappear at the break of day. I'll be so strong like I should be. I won't falter, I won't weep. I've had enough of this.